Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 122, Mickey's Philhar Magic. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 122 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, I didn't mention it before because I wasn't sure it was going to happen until just recently, but we're going back to Florida on our annual trip for Labor Day weekend. I know, it's another vacation for me, but this will probably be the last one until 2015. Sadly, there are no plans to return to Walt Disney World in this trip. Now, don't feel too bad, because it's mostly because we've spent 3 days in a Disney park already in 2014. You remember 2 days in Walt Disney World back in March and 1 day in Disneyland in June. Now, don't get me wrong, I will be taking my gear along in case something happens, but mostly we'll probably just relax at the beach on this trip. I'll obviously keep everyone posted if plans change through social media, but we're not here to talk about my vacation plans, so let's get back to our memorable day at the Magic Kingdom. Now, we'll pick back up as we're leaving Tony's Town Square restaurant. Remember, as we were dining, there was an afternoon downpour, and our stroller, which was parked outside, is now soaked. We'll get a couple of bags from a nearby gift shop and are going to use them for the kids to sit on and hopefully keep dry. We do have a fast pass for Peter Pan, however, our time is not quite ready, so we're going to decide to head to Mickey's PhilharMagic in the meantime. We enter into the building, make our way through the queue into the waiting area, which we've just missed the previous show by a minute or two. So we'll just listen to that quiet, calming waiting area music and enjoy it while we're waiting there by the doors for them to open. Sadly, the kids are wearing down. You hear their focus waning when we talk to them and would probably prefer to be sleeping, I think, by now. But we'll endeavor to press on until close of the park. After waiting for 5 minutes, the doors finally open and we're led into the theater and take our seats. I end up holding Mikey through most of the show, as some of the scenes are a little scary for a two-year-old. When the show's over, we make our way back out into Fantasyland for more fun. Now, I think this is probably one of the most underrated attractions in Fantasyland, if not all of Magic Kingdom. The theater is huge and can accommodate a ton of people, so no matter how bad the line might look, it will move quickly, and you will still end up with a great view. The film is so much fun. I always enjoy the music and the clips shown. Now, it can be a little intense for small children, with rapid movements that are close to your face. But if you help your little person get through that, they'll probably end up loving this movie, just like mine always do. So do you have a fun memory of seeing Mickey's PhilharMagic? Does listening to our adventure trigger a fond memory of one of your own trips? Please come share it with the rest of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us on a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we catch a concert gone wrong in the Fantasyland Theater.
Set it on the ground. Because I may have to actually dump the whole thing, I think. I don't know. We've got like an inch of water in the cups.
Okay.
Yeah. Mikey? Are you waiting for us? Okay. I'm sorry if I was blocking you. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't, like, holding you up. All right. So, still got all four wheels? What?
Holding it for the chocolate sauce. I'm holding it on its side.
Yes. Mikey, stay right here. Stop moving. Come back. Mikey. Stand right there. Don't move. Don't touch anything else.
I'm assuming it's gone.
Stay right there. Oh, I just knocked somebody loose. How did I do that? I've somehow managed to collapse it.
Did you collapse somebody else?
I somehow collapsed it. Okay. I'm an intelligent person, really. I don't either. I don't know why you're fighting with it so much.
Well,
I would just tuck, set it up. He's wearing a diaper. Suze, come here.
Yeah, we're going to walk in the rain a little bit. It'll be all right.
Told you it looked like it's sunset.
Except it didn't. Like I said.
I'll take care of it. I think there's a ramp that side. Give me a second. I want to figure out what we need to be doing next.
Well, we can at least go down the ramp. You work on that.
I think one of them's locked, honey. One of the wheels is not rotating. Nope, that locked it. We're in for it for a while. Fill her magic, maybe. Building from the south and moving north. Go straight through this. I was just looking to see if the wait time board had been updated. It's not.
Is your phone up?
No. But it doesn't take into account what rain does. So it's typically right now, this would be good time to do some outdoor rides, but you know, maybe.
Yeah. area we want to go and walk through and see what's like, right?
The problem is it looks like it's going to. All right. What do you want to do? There's filler magic right here. Problem is the standby is 5 minutes. The stroller parking is outside. Minutes, it's a walk in, yeah.
Okay, but if something, do you want to do Bell?
That's fine. Hop out.
If Bell is a 5 minute, do you want to do that?
I can't guarantee that's going to take us 20 minutes to walk back there, 5 minutes to walk back there, sorry. Okay, he's empty there.
I think we're going to need to grab the bags and put them in the diaper bag.
Susie, hand me your bag. Where'd he go? Come on, Suze. You're facing the wrong way.
Let's go. Right across. What time is it now? Let's just start Peter Pan.
7:05. It is 6:50. It's 6:45. Thanks. Hi. Well, technically, it's a movie.
Something like that. Come on, for this? Mikey's back.
Why don't you put him in the bag? The sunglasses.
Well, I've got my.
Okay.
I mean, I would like to get both. Okay.
You want to ride the horsies? We can do that after this.
You said I could put him in the camera bag?
Yeah, put him up top. Where did Susie go? Okay.
Good.
Uh-uh, uh-uh. stand, right there. Possibly. I've never gotten stuck out there. Susie, you want to stay with our family? Or after all we've done for you today, are you leaving us? Do you like us still? Okay. I'm set now. Yes.
She did awesome.
Bye, bye, Mikey. You better get up. Come on. Stand up.
Grab your opera glasses right here on your left. On the turnstile is fine. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Welcome to the Fantasyland.
You need some opera glasses, Susie.
I got them.
You got mommies? Put them on top of your head. Through a door. Mikey, stop. Around us, and they.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it looks like it's breaking up. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, be patient. No wonder your phone slipped out.
No wonder my phone what?
Slips
works out.
Oh, we're missing flood advisories in Bel Air Beach.
It's a good day to be here, I guess. Mikey, you're going to break those. I'm guessing they were made to withstand that. Holy shit. It stretched behind his back.
So exhausted. Yep. I was standing right there.
I didn't notice that.
What do you need, Susie? What, Susie?
What was the Celebrate the Magic? Is that the pre-fireworks show?
Yeah.
Are we going to try to do that?
It's actually going to be post.
We'll get a decent, we'll get a decent seat at the fireworks.
What do you need? I'm not going to hold you, sweetie.
Cleared out because of the rain, right?
You're my big girl. You can lean against me. Please don't pull me. I can't go any faster. I'm not as small as you. I will have to knock people down. Nuh-uh, you're not letting go. If you pull your hand out, I'm leaving you behind, Susie. Good enough. You gotta put these on and leave them on, okay? Put them on your head. All right. Who was that?
Hey, dog! Bring old Bud up there!
Can you see?
Wonder where he went. Hurry, little feller!
Oh.
68, closer to 80.
He's in Tuba.
Was he in the Tuba?
It's time to present Maestro Mickey Mouse and the Philhar Magic Orchestra. Mickey, where's Donald? The orchestra's missing. It's showtime.
Showtime?
No, I gotta open the curtains. Gooby,
come on, Gooby.
Well, what's that? I can't hear you, Mickey.
Oh, my gosh. It's showtime! Don't forget the orchestra! And don't touch my hat!
And we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
Yeah.
Wouldn't Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. When's it my turn?
Thank you. Look, Mikey. I can hear you.
Looks like it stopped. Let's run back to Bell. I don't know. No. We need to do Peter Pan.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?